It was a day that shocked America and the world. This Friday marks 50 years since President John Fitzgerald Kennedy, JFK, was shot and killed in Dallas, Texas. Already SBS and pay TV have aired a range of documentaries, but tonight a new drama tells the story of JFK and Lee Harvey Oswald.
Look at the lead you've got.
Well, yeah, sure. In the Northeast, we need to wait till the Midwest and the West. It's going to be a long night.
Well, tell me in the morning who wins, Mr. President.
Don't say that.
JFK, played by Rob Lowe, and Jackie Kennedy, played by Jennifer Goodwin. And this drama airs tonight on pay TV. Our TV critic David Knox has had a look. David, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, David, we know the story well, though there's very many versions of what happened, of course. But how does this dramatic portrayal stack up?
This is a pretty straightforward retelling of the Kennedy assassination. Following conventional wisdom that he was shot by Lee Harvey Oswald with three shots from the book depository, and no questions, no doubts therein. Rob Lowe, he puts in a very dependable performance as JFK without ever upstaging the story, and an actor by the name of Will Rothar plays Oswald as the disillusioned communist sympathiser with a grudge. This is based on a book, Fran, by co-written by Bill O'Reilly, the conservative political commentator from Fox News. And look, it is entertaining to a point, but I felt this was really a bit of a missed opportunity because it doesn't touch on any of the conspiracy theories.
And there are so many of them. I mean, we've spoken recently about that The Smoking Gun, JFK, the documentary, and we spoke to Colin McLaren, the Australian detective who'd reworked all the evidence. He found that, yes, the president was fatally wounded, was shot by Oswald, but fatally wounded by an accidental gunshot from a Secret Service agent in the car behind. So all sorts of theories like this. No reference to these whatsoever?
No, that's the strange thing. I mean, even if it didn't really, if it didn't want to back necessarily any of those particular theories, it doesn't even touch upon them. So I found that, as I say, a lost opportunity. It doesn't really give us much revelation into Kennedy himself as a man. This is produced for National Geographic, so I really expected them to, you know, add to the conversation rather than just dramatise what we already know. But at least the performances make it worthwhile.
Well, Rob Lowe, when I heard his name there as JFK, it sounded perfect. He's come a long way since the Brat Pack in the 80s. He kind of rehabilitated with the West Wing, didn't he?
Well, he sure did. He is a good choice for JFK here, but his versatility in recent years. I watched him in the Liberace biopic Behind the Candelabra.
I haven't seen that yet. I'm dying to see that.
Well, I believe it's coming soon to pay TV because it had cinema release here in Australia, yes, even though it's actually a telemovie. Now, he's almost unrecognisable as a Hollywood plastic surgeon in that. His face looks like a cross between Michael Jackson and a dried prune. But I think you're right. The West Wing was really when he made everyone sit up and take notice. He's also done comedy for Parks and Recreation. When we look back on the Brat Pack and the people who were in it, people like Andrew McCarthy, Demi Moore, Molly Ringwald, it's Rob Lowe who, 30 years on, has defied the conventions that he would be stereotyped for his looks. He's really stepped up as the actor. Who'd have thunk?
Who'd have thunk? And on ABC 2 this week, Growing Up Gaby is the part of a new series of documentaries by young filmmakers on ABC 2. This one looks really interesting.
Oh, Fran, this is a gorgeous documentary. It comes from a young woman named Maya Newell who was raised by two mums, and she wants to tell us how adjusted and how loved she is. And she interviews in this documentary a range of kids and adults from about 10 to their mid-20s, including this fantastic little kid by the name of Gus, who's 10 years old and he loves to wrestle. And Gus pesters his mum to take him to see the World Wrestling Tour, and she's very concerned. She talks to him about, well, she's worried about the violence and the messages it's sending out to women. And watching this one scene, I thought, you know, this could be any parent and any child anywhere in the country. The bottom line here is unconditional love. Mm. But I've got to say, I was really impressed that she also spoke to Fred Nile and Janet Albrechtson from The Australian for the contrasting point of view. And to their credit, you actually get a bit of an insight into them as people. It's not just the blanket political statement from them. This is a promising documentary, Fran, something really everybody should see tomorrow night on ABC2.
And her point is that with all the sort of yelling over these issues over the past 5 years in particular, she said no one is asking the kids, and yet we're the ones privy to the moments around the dinner table to growing up in a gay family. So, you know, why not ask us? All right, David, your picks for this week?
Well, tonight, if you've heard for many years about The Walking Dead, that zombie movie that's been on pay TV, very rarely it is getting a free-to-air screening tonight. It is on SBS2 at 9:30, and the first episode is a knockout, so a bit of a cult series there. Also on pay TV on Saturday night, Secret State, a four-part political thriller with Gabrielle Byrne as a deputy British Prime Minister thrust into the spotlight by two tragedies. That will be coming to ABC probably next year. But of course, Fran, Sunday night, it is all about Doctor Who. 50 years, we are getting this. It's a night of Doctor Who. So we get the Day of the Doctor with Matt Smith, David Tennant, Jenna Coleman, John Hurt, and that's followed. And look, that will be. You can see that in the morning. It's 6:50 in the morning if you want to see it, Australian Daylight Saving Time, right around the country. The replay in the evening, followed by An Adventure in Time and Space, which is a dramatisation of the early Doctor Who. And I should add, lastly, Matt Smith and David Tennant, they're also on Graham Norton on Sunday night, so you can flick channels and get all the Doctor Who you want.
It's a Doctor Who fest. I can see the spike in ratings, in viewing at that time in the morning. Thanks very much, David. And importantly, I think Growing Up Gay is on tomorrow night on ABC2, and that documentary about JFK called Killing Kennedy is on tonight on pay TV. David Knox, tvtonight.com.au is his TV blog. It's 10 minutes to 9.